Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today. We're joining the entire community of prayers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the prayer experience. All right, I'd like to invite you to share the video. Let's click on the, you can, well, if you're on YouTube, you can share the link. If you're on, you know, you can copy that link into WhatsApp. You've got to let people know there is a time to pray. You can also share it on your Facebook page. Let's get more people aware that rather than complaining, rather than suffering in silence, they can come to a place to pray. Yes, we are on YouTube. Yes, you can subscribe to that link as well. And remember, if you're live with us, okay, we do appreciate those of you who will be listening to this recording afterwards. You can leave us a comment. If you're live with us, let us know, you know, if you want to share a prayer request, if you want to, you know, share a praise report, or if you just want to let us know what God is doing in your life, we would like to hear that. Yes, please share that on the chat screen. We have a hotline number that's on the screen. That's a number you can call if you want to speak to someone. We endeavor to ensure that there's somebody on the other side of the line who you can talk to, who you can pray with. All right, so can we use this verse of scripture as we start our thanksgiving? This is Psalm 116 and verse 24. It says, "The Lord has been good to me. How can I ever pay him back?" And it's what the psalmist says, that I will bring an offering of wine to the Lord and thank him for saving me. I will worship him. So we recognize that God is good to us. He's always, you know, had us, had our backs. He's always making provisions for us. He's always there when we call out to him. He's healed us. Some of us would have been in worst, you know, physical condition today, but God has brought us out. You know, like the psalmist would say, he placed me on a solid ground. He raised me up. Can we begin to thank God for what he has done? The psalmist said, what can I do? What can I pay him? How can I say thank you? I want us to do it with all our hearts. I want us to bring an offering of thanksgiving to him. Okay? Not a teacup of thanksgiving, but buckets loads of thanksgiving for all he has done. Can we do that together? Father, we just want to thank you. I want to give you praise. You are a faithful Father. You never leave us on your own, on our own. Jesus, you said when you were leaving the disciples, you said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm not going to leave you in this state. See, I'm going to ask the Father to send another one like me. Thank you, Father. You're always thinking about us. Thank you, Jesus, because you love us so. And so you have made provision that when we need healing, we can get healing. We can just take a dip into the pool of healing. You said, when we need provision, we can ask because you said you supply every need. Lord, we want to thank you. Even when we need protection, some of us find ourselves in very precarious situation, very difficult situation physically. We are surrounded by such unsafe scenarios. But God, you are our rescue. You release angels to help us. You release, you know, people to be kind of like a place of refuge. You bring us friends, good friends. You help us at every turn in our lives. It doesn't matter how old we are. We may be little children, we may be older people. It doesn't matter. God, all through our lives, you make provisions for us. The people you bring into our lives, the opportunities you bring into our lives, we want to say thank you. We want to thank you for the prayer experience community. Community of people who love God. Community of people who love to stand in a gap for one another. Community of people who love to share their heart. Father, thank you. What a blessing. Some of us, we don't know where we would be without a community of people who are there day in and day out praying for us. We want to acknowledge you for that. And we say thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. I want to share this word today, and it says growing confidence in the word. And the word, you know, these are God's very own words. You know, when we read the Bible, when we read the scripture, when we hear someone preach or teach the word, they are words of God. They are words that God has released for us. John chapter 14 verse 1, it says, "Do not be worried and upset," Jesus told them. He said, "Believe in God and believe also in me." And look at John chapter 11 verses 41 to 42, it said, "So they moved the stone away from the entrance. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I say these things because of the people here around me. I want them to believe that you sent me.'" See, when Jesus was faced with that situation, what I saw there was a stand of confidence. He said to God, "I know that you always hear me. I know that you heard me. I know that you listened to me. I know that when I called out to you about this, about Lazarus being dead, you heard me and you granted me my request." Jesus knew his Father. He had a relationship with God. He had confidence in his Father. I like when he said, "You always hear me." He said, "I knew that you always hear me." He said, when we come to pray, do we come with that level of confidence? Do we come knowing that God hears us? He listens to us? Do we come knowing that he answers our prayers? It's of no use if we come and we don't believe that he would do what he said he would do, because we're standing on his word. It would be of no use. See, that's why we like to come into a place of prayer with faith, because faith is what gets his attention. You know, the Bible says that which pleases God is faith. And faith really shows our confidence, our faith in him, our faith in his word portrays, you know, that we trust him, that we believe him, that we know that he's heard us and he's spoken the word in our direction and things are changing. But you know, on our part, we need to keep standing on the word. That's why I said there is a need for us to grow in our confidence in him. It may start off with a little confidence here, a little confidence there. But as the day goes, as we progress in our walk with him, our confidence should go from this much to this much. Bigger than the doubt. Bigger. So that when we look at the situation in front of us, we don't see the situation. We don't see the hopelessness in this natural space of things. But we see God, because his word is working in us. It doesn't come automatically. Confidence, we need to step out in faith. We need to believe God. You tell a little child, "I'm going to take you to Disneyland." They will believe you. They believe your word, that they will go and tell their friends, "My mommy's going to take me to Disneyland. My parents are going to buy me a new bicycle." They believe it. They don't doubt it. They don't even know if you have the resources to do it, but they believe you. Absolute trust. We need to grow in our faith in God. We're not talking about handmade gods. We're not talking about a God who is non-existent. We know he lives. We have seen him work miracles. We have seen him do some things that we go, wow. It's our time, or it's my challenge to let your confidence in God grow stronger, bigger. Let your confidence, the way it started this year, let it be bigger than that. Let it be stronger. And one of the ways to do that, yes, we need faith. One of the ways to do that is to make sure you're reading the word. If you begin to read the word, you would see some amazing stories. Sometimes we think those stories are detached from our natural world, but they happened. You can see it everywhere. God is asking us, do you believe that I can do that for you? Do you believe that when you come to pray, that I listen to you? Do you believe me when I say I am your healer? Do you believe me that I have healed you? Do you believe me, or do you believe the circumstances more than you believe my word? Let's have a moment of reflection and say, Father, you know, like that dad to that boy, when Jesus asked him, you know, about his son. And Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. And he said, Lord, help my unbelief. Is there a doubt in your heart about what God can do for you? The more we stay in the word, the more we surround ourselves with the word, the more we take in the word. I remember a word that Pastor Lee, you know, he shared on Sunday, I think it was during our 9 a.m. service, said, take the word in large quantities. Boy, that really got me thinking. It's not enough to have a morning devotion. If you want to see miracles in your life, you've got to take the word in large quantities. You've got to let the word become who you are. Become your words. Let your faith grow. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. God, we've coasted on this level of just taking a dip here and a dip there. And we are not so sure you would do it, and not too confident that you can do it for us. But we want to make a turnaround and say, God, we believe you. Absolutely believe you. All that you have spoken in your word, we believe you. Any shade of doubt in our heart, we're just going to let it go, because we believe your word. When you said in your word, I am the God that healeth you, we're going to ditch the world and just stay with the word. We want to take a clue from Jesus standing before all that deadness when Lazarus was in the grave. There's nothing alive about the grave. Some situations look impossible. Some situations look like a dead end. But with you, all things are possible. God, we just want to release our faith for whatever it may be. Could you attach your prayers right now to that impossible situation that you think is impossible? Say, God, I'm going to stand in faith for that miracle to come through. And I believe it with all my heart. I'm going to take your word as it is. And I'm going to believe it. I'm going to put your word in my heart. And I'm going to put your words in my mouth. Because I believe. And I know that I have received. We have received that which we ask. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Can we pray for the church? I like us to pray for evidence of fruitfulness, evidences of fruitfulness. Look at this verse of scripture, John chapter 15 and verse 4. Jesus said, speaking to his disciples just before, you know, he went to the cross, But just before that whole episode of the crucifixion, he said, remain in me. That is, remain in the word. And I will remain in you. So just as no branch can bear fruit by itself without remaining in the vine, he says, neither can you bear fruit, producing evidence of your faith, unless you remain in me. I want us to pray for the church and say, Lord, we pray that the church will remain in the word. There are no two standards with God. There is not the world standard. There is not the personal standards or individual opinions. There is just one word, one standard. That is what we want the church to stand by. Can we pray? Can you pray for your local church and say, God, my local church, my ministry will stand with the word? Because Jesus said, there's no branch that has the ability, the capability to produce by itself. Anything that is built on straw, on anything that is built on anything else other than the world, will crumble, because it's not substance. But your word is substance. So we pray into every church, every local assembly, every ministry, that the word will be the standard. A resolute commitment to take the word as it is and not try and mix it up with personal experiences or personal opinions, but take it as it is and believe it and receive it. So this is how we can produce evidences. We are your disciples. So I pray, God, evidences of fruitfulness will abound in the church. Fruitfulness of our love, fruitfulness of many lives coming into the kingdom. They will see, they will come to enjoy, they will come to reap, they will come to partake, they will come to hear the word. Father, we just pray this for every church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, out there in the world is not looking for another social club. We can't measure with them in that category. But with the word, there's something the world is looking for. And that's, I'm going to tie that into praying for the nations in this verse of scripture in Acts chapter 17, verse 23. It says, you know, the apostle was telling them, said, now as I was going along and carefully looking at your objects of worship, I came to an altar with this inscription. It says, to an unknown God. Therefore, what you already worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. I want us to pray for the world out there. You can see people looking. You can see people who are looking for the God element. They're looking for God. They're looking for something that is beyond the natural. The scripture that said deep calls to deep. Every human has got a spirit. And every spirit, every man was created in the image and likeness of God. So when they feel lost, they're actually looking for their maker. And I believe that sometimes you see some erratic behaviors in people and you're wondering, oh my word, whatever is going on. I can tell you, in some of those cases, it's a cry for God. So these people, the Apostle Paul said, I see that you're craving for something. You're looking for something. You're doing things that you're trying to connect with what you don't know about it. But I'm here to explain to you. I want us to pray that God, will you bring the right people across their path? There are people in our families who won't listen to you. God can direct the footsteps of the right people they will listen to. God can put them in situations that they don't have any other option but to hear the word. And God can cause their hearts to be open, prompting them. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is here to convict the world of sin. Can we pray and say, Father, let's pray for those whose hearts are yearning for their Maker, that they will find Him. They will find Him because God will direct their steps. God will lead them to the right people. God will lead them to the right church. You know, some people will live around churches but never step foot into church. God, will you begin to prompt them to say, I've got to go to that place. They may not be able to tell anybody, but they know in their hearts what they really need. You know, God, what they really need. So we're asking you, over this week, would you lead many in the direction of the message of hope? Father, we pray for believers who will be in this situation that they would have the boldness to speak the word, preach the word, teach the word, minister the word to people, just as you lead and direct them. Thank you, Father. Lord, we'll stop the hand of the enemy. We'll stay the hand of the enemy against us ones. That God, where their will is concerned, the enemy will not be able to override that. But as they make a decision to go look for God, they will find Him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm just going to take prayers, healing prayers, and using Psalm 30 verse 2 says, O Lord my God, I cried to you for help and you restored my health. Can we just pray? Because there is a promise of healing that we partake of. But it takes our confidence, remember, it takes our faith, our boldness, our words, our actions. So if we do the right things that align, we will begin to see our health springing back. Some of you will experience a miraculous turnaround. Some of you, God will keep you well, even in the midst of that, you know, even with that diagnosis, because He has ways. Some of you, God will take the pain away and cause your body to function as it should. We're just going to release our faith and say, Lord, we stand upon your word that says, you are the God that heals. And we thank you. We call out to you today. Lord, we want to pray. Can we pray for, I know there was a message from a man who said, as a little boy, Pastor Nestor took him. I want us to pray for that little boy for healing and say, Father, we believe, as a family, we want to believe for healing for that little boy, that he will be restored back to health in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your hand will work miracles. Lord, through the united prayers of your people, there will be healing, there will be restoration, there will be salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's just thank God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. To Jesus, Jesus, you said, I thank you, Father, because you heard me. So we want to thank you, Father, because you heard us. It's just like you stopped to listen to us. And we want to thank you for that. We give you all the praise because we believe we have our petition. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Now, don't stop praising Him. Don't stop thanking Him. Let that be your anthem. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you all for praying with us today. If you are new today, well, thank you. You've been amazing. You've done really well today. Thank you for bringing your supply of faith, your supply of prayer, and thank you to all our intercessors. For all that's been there, and we do have these recordings in audio formats on all podcasting stations, so you can listen to them, you can share them, you can share with friends and family, okay? Don't keep them to yourself, okay? God bless you for doing that. And we'll be back tomorrow. It's Wednesday and it's 1 p.m. UK time. Yes, we would love to see you there. But God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. Amen.
Just cry.